USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Word is OSHA is going to start issuing citations to big employers that violate the federal vaccine mandate starting early in the new year. The Occupational Health and Safety Administration says citations are going to start going out on February 9th to businesses that don't comply with that testing mandate. The announcement coming after a federal appeals court reinstated the Biden administration's vaccine and testing mandate for companies employing more than 100 workers. Meanwhile, in New York City, mandates are back in effect, and Mayor Bill de Blasio says
everyone who qualifies for a booster should get it immediately. We're doubling down on that effort with a $10 million paid media campaign.
Longtime U.S. Senator Johnny Isakson of Georgia, who retired from the Senate in 2019, has died at 76. He'd been battling Parkinson's disease. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Dr. Francis Collins reminded Americans that COVID-19 is the enemy. He spoke on his last day as director of the National Institute of Health as he appeared on Fox News Sunday. Collins stated that it was a huge mistake to let misinformation on social media and politics enter the conversation when it came to public health.
We have things we can do, and especially those are vaccines and boosters and being careful about masking again. And I know people are sick of hearing this, but the virus is not sick of us. It's thrown us a new curveball, and we got to be ready to hit it.
Again, he spoke on Fox News Sunday. Closing arguments are set for Monday in the trial of a former Minnesota cop charged with killing an unarmed man during a traffic stop. Kim Potter maintains she shot Dante Wright by accident, mistaking her service weapon for her taser. Potter facing manslaughter charges with a maximum sentence of 15 years. And you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A movie called Drive My Car is the drama that's been named Best Picture of 2021 by the Los Angeles Film Critics Association. The three-hour movie from a Japanese director focuses on the relationship between an aging actor and his young chauffeur. The critics group also naming Penelope Cruz as Best Actress for Parallel Mothers, while Simon Rex received Best Actor honors for his work in Red Rocket. The group is also presenting Mel Brooks with its 2021 Career Achievement Award. The awards announced earlier Sunday on Twitter. Not much of a question what the big box office hit in the theaters this weekend is. In fact, it's a history maker, as we hear from USA Radio's Jeremy Scott.
What's happening?
It's starting to come through. I can't stop him.
The new Spider-Man movie winning big at the box office this weekend. The Sony and Marvel blockbuster No Way Home grossed a stunning $253 million in ticket sales. It's the third best opening of a movie all time in theaters. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And police in Ohio still on the lookout for a stolen 58-foot-long pedestrian bridge. The city was going to repurpose it, but recently discovered it was gone. Law enforcement believes that $40,000 bridge was disassembled and taken away. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.